So how na day, my people? Are your host that keep day again on another episode of Church of Wisdom. Waiting to happen. How like the trick? Hope say you day well. Wherever you day, morning, afternoon, evening, however your situation be, I hope say you are well. And waiting we get to yarn about today, we say, my people, na no say. You see, if you take your time, they look waiting to happen. The kind of wickedness we plenty for this world. It's you know, sometimes people like me know if fathom the extent where your other human beings could go, you know, with their wicked act. You know, sometimes the wickedness, they just the. You know, they just they wicked. You know, see, if you look at things, if you look at how this world, they run this world. This world, they fuel, where they fuel the runnings of this world and wickedness. Now, when you no put your eye down, they look am well. You no go no say, now wickedness, now they take, they run this world. Say, now wicked people, they run this world. Sometimes these wicked people fit no even realize say the actions where them they take, the actions where them they take, the things, you know, the performances where them they give out and how them they do things, the runnings of their businesses or the runnings of their everyday life, say them say they are just wicked, say them just they wicked. Say, say this is evil, say it's just evil, plain and simple. I'm telling you people, if you put your eye down, you go see say this world that evil people run at, and say most of the things where they happen for this world is just plain and simple evil, wickedness. There's tiny, 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 small, small things where you feel, say, no matter. If you really examine those things, it's pure wickedness. It's just evil. I could give you a sample, sir. But I want to, when I really like, you know, let this one sink into your face. Because it'd be like, say, it gets some things where you, they do. You know, they realize, say, you be victim of, I don't go call them conspiracy. Say you just be victim of someone's evil plan or someone's wicked behavior, someone's evil behavior. You don't realize this. You know, you carry your money, for instance, you carry your money, go give a bank. They open a place, they call it a bank, a building. They say you go carry your money, come safe with them. Say them go hold your money for you. You, if you, see, make this one just enter your brain small. Think about this small for a minute. If you carry your money where you they suffer, make in, go give somebody. Person say, give me that money, make I keep them for you. Now, who suppose pay you for that money where you give? Now, who suppose give you commission for holding your money? Now, the bank, the person where won't hold your money for you, because you really don't need this person to hold your money for you. You fit hold your money for your house. You fit create your own safe, keep your money for your house. They use your money, they do some other things, where could they generate some more money? So you really don't need this person where tell you, say, bring your money, make him keep for you. But if you are good enough, if you dare kind enough to trust this person to carry your heart in money will be saying, now only you and your God, now only you and your devils, now only you and your demons know how you they take make that money. You trust this person blindly and so much, so they you carry this money, go give that person, make a hold for you. Who suppose give you commission, say, oh, thank you for bringing your money for me, make a hold for you, make a they use your money, they invest in peace. Who suppose they give you commission on that?
So when I tell him, I say, he gets some things where we say, now when you don't get to a certain level, where we say things, not just, you know, you begin to see things on another, you know, you they look at things from a different mind's perspective. Make a talk like that. You they look at things like, say, you are standing out of your body, you know, they look at your body. That day you could begin realize, say, some things where they happen, just plain and simple evil and wickedness. But you no know, you no go know, because you are not paying attention, because you no been they pay attention, because you haven't been paying attention to the things where they happen around you. You've not been paying attention to the happenings of the world around you, moving very fast around you. You're busy waking up in the morning, going to work to answer. You're busy going to answer yes sir to someone. You're busy taking care of your children. You're busy going to school. You're busy doing one thing or the other. You've not been paying attention to the things happening around you. But in your mind, in your head, you feel you know everything. You feel you know what's going on. But if you really look at what thing they happen, you could see, say, evilness now in they control your life. Make I give an example number two, instance number two. You don't ever enter a grocery shop. Let's say you live in the West, this Western Hemisphere, them call them Abi. You live in a place where mango no supposed grow. You know, say fruits like mango is not native to that particular region. Let's say you live in Norway. Let's say you live in Vinland. Let's say you live in Sweden. You will know that mangoes and some other fruits, some other tropical fruits, they know they're native to these places because they no fit grow. They no fit their seeds no fit germinate in these places because of the condition, the weather situation where they go on for those places. Their seeds no fit germinate. Get with it. You know that you know what I want right up. But if you enter a grocery shop in those places, you go see mangoes. You go see guavas. You go see apples. You go see avocado. You know, you go see things like that, and you know you could be, if you know they pay attention, you know go ask, you could just buy them. But if you begin like pay attention, ask yourself, say, these things don't grow here. These things don't grow here. I make I tell you that something. Make I tell you that waiting the conversation I had with my son, my 13-year-old son, last weekend. We've been the walk. I asked my son, say, no, as with a waka for one kind place, road, street, pathway like that. Where trees, huge trees, they on both sides. So me, I tell my son, say, you see these trees here? In Africa, where I come from, in Africa, you see these trees, where just the trees here, nothing they happen with them. They just, they take up space. They are not benefiting anybody. You see these trees, in Africa, instead of these trees, unproductive trees, where just they here, waiting could grow on both sides of this street where with the waka, so it could either be mangoes, huge avocado trees, where nobody owns, so they no belong to anybody. They are wild. So meaning say you fit climb them when them ripe, you fit climb them, block them, eat them, nobody go ask you question. Say you could see pears, African pears, or you could see udara, the African, the quote unquote African star apple. You could see berries. If you enter bush, if you enter some forests in Africa, you will see wild oranges, pawpaws, wild pawpaws, they pop up everywhere. Palm trees, coconut trees, these things are everywhere. These things grow in the wild, meaning say you can pick them, eat them, and they go your way. But since I don't date this to my country, over 20 years now, everything where are they eat and they buy them. Even the berries, when I say are native to Europe, where are these berries? I don't enter forests for Europe here. I don't see berries. I never see blueberries anywhere. I don't enter forests. I never see blackberries anywhere. So where are these things? Why are these things not growing in the wild, in the open? We be say you feed pluck and eat them. That a conversation we had with my son last weekend with that. So you go a grocery shop in a country where you know say things like mangoes, they're not supposed to grow in that place. But you could see mangoes displayed. You could see quavers, you could see oranges displayed. You could see pears displayed. You could see you could see bananas displayed. But you know say banana no supposed to grow in a place like, you know say bananas no they grow for Sweden. You know say banana no they grow for Finland. You know say bananas don't grow in Norway. So where these bananas, where then they display from? Then if you begin investigate, you go know say these things, them go South America, them go Africa, them go Southeast Asia, go they pluck, they plant these things. And when these things don't begin, and them use fertilizers and steroids and the insecticide, pesticides and all these side things. They use chemicals, grow these things. So these things go grow quick. They go come they bulk in size. The size is going to come be extra large. Because I don't enter one grocery shop, saw a mango. That mango was 2 times the size of both my palms. I joined together. You know, if you fold you join your palms together, they will be a little bigger than saying I joined. But this mango was like 2 times the size of me joining my palms together. I was like, I have never seen a mango this size in all my years growing up in Nigeria. So they will go to these places, they go plant these things, use chemicals and stereotype chemicals, plant these things. This thing will grow up. Then they will pluck these things, freeze these things. The chemicals where them use plant them bad already. The way where them take cultivate these things bad already, but they will still freeze this thing. They will block mangoes, unripe ones, when they still they unripe. They will block mangoes, bananas, avocados, when them still they green. Then they will fast freeze these things, because they know they freeze them slowly. Then they fast freeze them. What do I mean by fast freeze? If I dey miss yan, you know, say me, I no say. But how them they fast freeze? We say them they use hydrogen. They fast freeze these things, meaning say them go put these things go through a process, and the things will frozen in like 2 seconds. They go just freeze. So they hold the molecules where they inside these things, just hold them there. Then they would transport these things inside huge freezers, container-like freezers, bring them to a place like Europe. Then when they reach Europe, they could still store them in cold storage. They could store them there till the time reach where they want to display this thing for people to buy. So, meaning say, they feed go South America, South Asia, go pluck unripe banana. We day August now. We day the month of August now. Then feed go South America, go Africa, go Asia, go pluck unripe mango. When mango season done day. They feed pluck that mango, this mango season now. We be dry season in Africa. Be. When them pluck that mango, they go freeze them, go fast freeze that mango, bring and come Europe. So when you come see that mango go be next year December, or the next year August, during the rainy season of next year, when mango season don't pass, Now you go begin see mango. That mango, they go bring them out, they go defreeze them, they go display them, you go buy them, things that are fresh. Tell me if that is not wickedness and evil waiting that won't be. Because you don't ever ask yourself, say, why be say, apple season. Apple is not every, you know, apple get in own season, even for Europe. Apples, they grow for Europe, but they get in own season. Pears, the plums, they grow for Europe. They get in own, they get their season. But why you they see? Why are you seeing these things every day? Anytime you enter shop, you must see these things. You know, they sit down, they ask yourself that, Abby. The evilness, the wickedness, we just did this planet. Honestly, if you take time, look at them, you go be like, say, man, how the hell, how can I leave this planet? Just leave this planet for these people to just leave. But I know, say, we Africans, say we are sun people. We supposed to drive. We supposed to drive where the sun, gets it, we suppose they shine in the domain of the sun, in the sun's domain. We know where the sun reigns supreme. They can hear that like that. Maybe don't be say, I won't try to the, you know, to kill some words where I won't use. You know, we Africans, we are sun people. We suppose dwell. See, where the sun get in own, you know, the territory where the sun, the coven, where be Africa, below the equator and above the equator in Africa, where the sun, the coven, it's another, that area where the sun they shine now, another, see, you get something where we say, if you shine your eye well, well, now when you shine your eye well, well, now you go begin understand some things where they go on for this planet where me and you live. I'm telling you. You know, say, this part of the planet, this northern hemisphere, like this Europe and all the, this is a very different region of the planet. Where we say, it be like, there is something like a boundary, like a bubble, where we say, we Africans no supposed come out inside that, you know, we're not supposed to come out outside that bubble. We're not supposed to come out for that bubble. That bubble where we say the sun reigns supreme. The sun, they beat us. It'd be like, say, we black Africans, we black people, we're not supposed to come out from that region, from this cold region. Wait a minute, I tell you now this, we say. It gets something we are experienced, we be saying, but most of us know what in that thing be. So, I've been live for Europe 17 years, I no visit Africa. After 17 years, I come go Africa last year. I come go Nigeria last year. When I landed in Nigeria, I felt very, very different. I felt the energy where I can call, you know, the energy. Immediately I come out for a plane. It may be like, say, I don't talk about this. Immediately I come out from the plane, I landed, stepped out of the airplane, entered the airport. The heat, the everything, the environment, you know, the vibe, my vibe, my body my mojo changes. I became a very different person. I was acting very different. I was acting very differently. I was acting out. I started building so much energy. So today, I forgot myself. I stopped taking my... What was I drinking? That I stopped doing those things. Because I had this energy. So today, I don't even know what to do with that. The kind of energy where we say you come out, you run in the morning, you sweating. I mean sweating. And you come back, you drink some water, eat some organic food, you feel good. Now, so I've been failed in Africa. I stayed in Nigeria 3 months. I lost myself. Not 3 months. I take that back. I stayed in Nigeria 3 weeks. Lost myself. I was feeling good. I felt good doing things. Blah, blah, blah. But I had to come back to Europe. And I don't say, I get pikins, I get children here. Where we say, if not be the children, where I get here, nothing for home me here. But either I tell my girls, say, look, either we move from this place or I'm moving from this place. I'm telling you. So I had to come back to Europe, you know. So I boarded the airplane, I boarded Lufthansa, I landed in Frankfurt. Immediately I landed in Frankfurt, I started feeling different. I started feeling differently again. I came home, I couldn't sleep. I was feeling hangover. I felt like I'm having hangover. And I know waiting that BRB. So I called, I was talking with my daughter, I think 2 days after my return back in Europe. I was talking with my 16-year-old daughter who told me, hey, Dad, you're having jet lag. I was like, I've never heard that word in my life before. I was like, yeah, I'm having jet lag. No, she was like, yeah, you're having jet lag. I asked her, what is jet lag? She said, yeah, it is this phenomenon where we say, if you come out from one region, go another time soon, you will begin feel different. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. And I know me now. So me, I begin the... So I come begin the research that one. Begin the look into that one. We're waiting jet lag me. Consistent and true, she told me. So we can ask myself, who came up with all this bullshit? Say you come out from what? No, something must be wrong with the planet for us to experience that. Now the conclusion where me arrived within myself, something must be going on. Something must be happening on the planet for us to be experiencing that. Because my Oyibo girlfriend traveled to Canada. Where we say them get way more different time soon than Africa. She traveled from Europe to Canada, came back, she wasn't feeling any jet lag. So something must be governing us Africans for us to be experiencing some things where we experience when we come out from our region, go where we're not supposed to go. Like I talk, and we are sun people. We need the sun to fuel us. Even for here, where I stay, for summer period, like now, sometimes I could feel like anyhow. But if I just come out, sit down under the sun for 30 minutes, I will feel very differently. So something must be fucking happening on the planet. Fuck that jet lag word. Shit. Now the conclusion where me I came to where me I arrived at that, and my opinion be that, because when I know say me I like researching and asking questions and looking into things, you know, when I see things they go a certain way where that thing not supposed to go, yeah, they always like to follow it up and like get down to the main, you know, to the root of that bullshit, you know. So fuck that jet lag or whatever, jet lee or what, fuck all that. Something must be going on in the planet to they make us Africans feel like that. If you come out from your time zone, you know, then say if you... People, see, I felt intoxicated. A whole one week. I was feeling like that for a whole week. I couldn't sleep well. I wasn't sleeping well. I not been fit sleep. Nothing. If I come out, they sit down for my motor. I could do like say I've been good. I say I've been attend one party the previous night, and then I go home. I don't sleep well. I'm telling you now. They call it jet lag. Fuck that. Something is something they govern us Africans. Where we no suppose come out for our domain. Where be the sun, the area, the part of the planet where the sun reigns supreme. I'm Takite. and you still be listening to Daki Day podcast, I will see you now in my next episode. Till then, share, like, subscribe, and you know, say the Church of Wisdom, where we still the preach productivity, creativity, and knowledge.